From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With a fortnight of campaigning left until November 2nd, the presidential campaigns are hitting the key states hard. So some political watchers were surprised today when President Bush stopped in a state Democrats have carried in the last three elections. This year, polls show a tight race in New Jersey, and the president was on the stump there today, questioning John Kerry's credentials to defend the nation. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The president, noting that Election Day is just 15 days off, said he has a positive agenda for job creation, broader health coverage, and better public education. But he said all that depends on the nation's security. Speaking in the state, which he noted lost the second most citizens of any state on September 11th, the president said the security Americans felt in the 1990s was an illusion.
The people of New Jersey were among the first to understand how the world changed. On September the 11th, from places like Hoboken and Jersey City, you could look across the Hudson River and see the Twin Towers burning. We will never forget that day. And we will never forget our duty to defend America.
Mr. Bush spoke several hours after signing a $33 billion spending measure that will fund the Department of Homeland Security. The money will go toward Coast Guard patrols and port security, technology that will defend aircraft against missile attacks, and pay for first responders. The president stressed he will do everything in his power to protect the American people from terrorists and framed the upcoming election as a choice.
Will we stay on the offensive against those who want to attack us? Or will we take action only after we are attacked?
No.
Will we make decisions in the light of September the 11th or continue to live in the mirage of safety that was actually a time of gathering threats? And in this time of choosing, I want all Americans to know you can count on me to fight our enemies and defend our freedom.
The president forcefully attacked Democrat John Kerry throughout his speech. Mr. Bush accused Mr. Kerry of seeking to weaken the Patriot Act. He said the danger to America was not the Patriot Act, but terrorists. And by seeking to, in the president's words, dilute it, Kerry was, quote, taking the eye off the ball. He accused Kerry of voting against numerous major weapons systems and said his, quote, misguided policies would have impeded the spread of democracy in Central America in the 1980s. But most of his attacks focused on Kerry's views on Iraq. Mr. Bush resurrected the flip-flop charge against his opponent, saying Kerry now has finally settled on a strategy, which the president attacked as a strategy of retreat.
He has sent the signal that America's overriding goal in Iraq would be to leave, even if the job is not done. And that approach would lead to a major defeat in the war on terror. As long as I'm the commander-in-chief, America will never retreat in the face of the terrorists.
The president was enthusiastically received by the crowd inside a rec center, which interrupted numerous times for applause and taunts aimed at Kerry. Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie told reporters today that polls over the last 3 to 6 months have consistently showed a close race in New Jersey, which he labeled a very viable state for the president. Democrats say the Bush visit here today was nothing more than a feint and that New Jersey is securely in the Kerry column. But if nothing else, today's visit rallied the president's supporters in southern New Jersey and got him on TV in nearby Pennsylvania, where the race is seen by both sides as a toss-up. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Marlton, New Jersey.